opinions expressed on the following live program do not necessarily reflect those of KSCO, its staff, management, or advertisers. If something is said with which you disagree, please call us during the program at 831-479-1080 in order to help us balance comment. Welcome to Radiance and Chocolate with your hosts, Sophie Winnick and Melissa Stone. Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year.
Oh, she had to blow her horn. It is the last Monday of 2007.
Yay!
Isn't that cool?
2008, here we come.
Yay! We're partying tonight.
Yes.
Partying. I don't even know how to say that. We are really excited today because we have someone on today we've been waiting a little while to get. And we can hardly believe that he consented to speak with us.
Well, and we've brought him up a lot on every... Because what we do is talk about health, fitness. I mean, he's the godfather of fitness. How could you not include his name in
the discussion? Can you guess who this is, ladies and gentlemen? Melissa Tell, it's your baby.
So today, we are honored and pleased to speak with Jack LaLanne, the godfather of fitness.
Absolutely.
The guru, the one who started it all, television fitness shows...
Way back, certainly before I was born,
certainly
before it was popular, the one our grandmothers used to watch and is still going strong today.
I watched it with my grandmother, I believe, and we would, you know, I don't know if I did the exercises, but I remember watching it.
It still translates to today,
yeah.
I think.
So let's get Jack on the line and start asking him some questions. Jack, are you there?
Are you there?
Oh, my gosh, sir. We are so honored that you consented to come on with us today. Thank you so much.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Never be late in 2008.
Yeah, that is great. That's
works
some
for
great
me.
Advice from Jack.
So how are you girls doing?
We are doing great.
You behaving or having fun?
We're having fun.
Are they mutually
you
exclusive?
You gotta make them up.
One day on, one day off. That's what I say.
Right. How long have you been there doing that?
We started the end of April doing this little show. I've been doing some other stuff at the station since before that. So we're fairly new at this. We're having a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And we're absolutely in awe that we, and so is everybody else, that we got you today.
I know. I know. So I have so
it
many
questions. There's a lot of static on the line.
Oh, is there? Let's see. Let me see.
See if she can fix that. She's the button pusher. There
is that
you
a little better?
Is that a little better?
Yeah. Is it a little badder or better?
Badder or better? It depends better on which one you want.
Better is better than better.
That's there you go.
Better. Hey, listen, it's good. I'm very flattered and honored that you want to talk to little old me.
Little old you.
Little old you. My goodness.
Your bio is like 12 pages long.
I feel like I haven't done anything yet.
You've got to be kidding me.
There's so much work to be done in my profession.
That's right.
There's so many fat people, out of condition people now than there's ever been.
Why is that?
It's sickening because people, they're not exercising and they're exceeding the feed limit.
Are they lazy? Is it laziness?
Sure, it's laziness. They've lost their pride and lost their discipline.
I think so.
I think
so,
too.
The whole key is pride and discipline. That should be taught in kindergarten.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Well, it's move it or lose it.
Today, you know why they eat all that junk? Because they're told to. These famous athletes, they get thousands and thousands of dollars to promote some food that's detrimental to the kids' health.
That's right.
And cakes and pies and candy and ice cream and soda pop. Would you get your dog up in the morning and give him a cup of coffee and a donut?
Isn't it true? I think we feed our pets better than we feed ourselves.
Yeah, but look at how many people get up this morning with a cup of coffee, a donut. They wonder why they're fat, why they're sick. They're putting the wrong fuel in the human machine.
So what would you get up and eat in the morning?
You know, I just bought a new Corvette sports car.
Oh, nice.
I put water in the gas tank.
No. You wouldn't put sugar in the gas tank.
It's the wrong fuel, not human machine. I mean, in that machine.
Right.
That's right.
Same with the human body.
Exactly.
You've got to have more fruits, fresh fruits, vegetables, you know, lean cuts of meat, you know, fish, egg whites, the best protein known to man.
Yeah. That's right.
So what do you eat during the day? I'm really curious about your routine and everything you do, because we need you around for a long time.
I work out 2 hours every day.
Oh, my goodness.
7 days a week. It's stupid. You know, it's an ego thing with me. I just want to see how long I can keep this up.
Well, I think you're going to keep it up for a long time.
You know, I've gotten this far, so why should I change?
Yeah.
I lift weights for an hour and a half, then I spend another half hour in a pool.
Nice.
And I change my program every 30 days completely.
Right, because your muscles get tired and bored, right?
It's not your muscle, it's your brain.
Ah.
Aha.
Boredom.
Right.
Yeah,
I
find that's true.
If you had to eat carrots the rest of your life, you'd be so bored, wouldn't you?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Same with exercise. Got to change the routine around.
Yep, that's what I try to do.
But when you exercise, it's got to be done vigorously. You got to put something into it. Work to muscle failure. And the more you put into it, the more you get out. Remember, your bank account and your health account, they're the same. The more you put in, the more you take out. But not time-wise. It's not that. It's how vigorous you do your workout. You know, you should do them very, very vigorously. Really put something into it.
And the concentration should be on the muscles, not, you know, like some
people.
You've
got to think of what you're doing. You know what you're doing.
Right.
You're doing something for the most important person on this earth, you.
Right, right.
Did God come down and do your exercise for you?
No.
Did God come down and put food in your mouth?
No.
God helps them that help themselves. You've got to help you. My dad died at 50.
Wow.
I tried to get my dad to exercise and eat right. He wouldn't listen. Oh, you kids are you young kids. Here he died at 50.
Wow.
No,
that's
I don't have to die at 50, right?
No.
No.
When I got started at 15 years old, I changed my whole eating pattern around completely.
And you did this all on your own. It was all self-motivated. Nobody told you how to do this, right?
Absolutely. I got Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
You know, that's the Bible.
Right, I saw that.
Yeah, it's not the TV show.
The bones, the muscles, and the nerves. And then I started, I used that as my guide. Then I started devising exercises for the different muscle groups.
Okay.
And then I started inventing exercise equipment. In those days, you know, there was nothing around.
Right.
And women. I'm the first one in the world to have women working out with a weight.
Wow, that's true.
I was the first one to have 80, 90-year-old people working out with a weight.
Good for you.
You know, the doctors picked that. Jack LaLanne, you go to him, you're going to get a heart attack. You women look like men. You men look like women. You can't believe it. It's just sick.
How do you, if everybody's against you, how do you keep going with what you believe is true?
Because I set myself up as an example.
Good for you.
That's when I started doing all those feats that I did. All those swimming feats and breaking the world's record and push-ups and chin.
Yeah, we were pretty impressed with the 1,033 push-ups in 23 minutes.
I finally did it in 19 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness.
And you were 42.
One of my birthdays, I did 1,000 chins and 1,000 push-ups in an hour and 20 minutes.
Oh, my. Wow. And you were 42
my 70th birthday, I towed 70 boats.
Right.
With 70 people on a boat. My feet and hands were tied. I towed the boats a mile and a half in Long Beach Harbor.
That's
amazing. My next birthday is going to be 94. I'm going to tow my wife across a bathtub. That'd be a good feat, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I want to know what you're doing for your 100th. I'm looking ahead, see?
You know, I don't give a doggone how old I live, but I want to live while I'm living.
Exactly. You live in every moment.
So many of my friends, you know, the famous bodybuilders and all, and they're dying and they're 70, 75, and 80, and these are guys, they exercise, but they didn't eat right.
Right. So it's a whole package. It's exercise, eating,
but it doesn't take that much time. If you can't afford to take a half an hour, you know, 20 or 30 minutes, three or four times a week, out of taking care of the most priceless possession, your body, you got to be sick.
Yeah, no.
That's right.
You know,
it's
people
crazy.
Sit around
it
in a big fat bus, they'll go to a bar and they'll drink for 2 or 3 hours,
yep.
Spend all these hundreds and hundreds of dollars, and you ask them to spend $20 or so for vitamins. Oh my God, I can't afford it.
I know, that's what I get. I get told that they can't afford it. Like, how can you afford?
You can't afford not to do it.
Exactly.
Right.
Anyway, life goes on. But it's catching on. There are more people now that are starting to exercise. And a lot of the big corporations, you know, are setting up gyms. And,
yeah.
And they're having their employees work out.
Yeah, we talked about that.
It takes time. You know, it takes time for something to catch on.
What do you think about the body image in America?
The ideal that's going on right now. I think it's a little crazy.
What's that?
Well, you know, what we see is, well, we're fatter than ever, but yet the ideal...
they didn't feed them, and like I told you, they're eating
that
junk food.
Yeah,
that's right.
And they don't exercise, so they get fat.
But the Hollywood image...
You never spell fat. F-A-T. Fatal. Awful. Trouble.
That's right.
But the Hollywood image is skinny, skinny, skinny.
It's way too skinny. It's impossibly skinny. And yet...
Like I said earlier,
yeah.
It's got to start in kindergarten.
That's right.
It should be compulsory. When I was going to school, physical education was compulsory.
Yeah, me too.
You know, you did too, probably, no? But now they've taken it all out of the schools, and it's sick. And some of the cafeterias in these schools... You wouldn't give that food to your dog.
Oh, I can't even believe what my daughter eats in school. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, you know, my friend, Arnold Schwarzenegger, is one of my best friends.
Oh, really? I love Arnold.
Tell Arnold we said hello.
He's making a compulsory physical education in all schools in California, taking all the junk out of the cafeterias, putting in healthy foods, taking away all these vending machines. See, that's a good start.
Yeah,
that is a good start. We need that.
It's very
important.
You've
got to preach at school. You've got to tell these kids. You know, women, what the woman want more than anything else? She wants to have a nice body, wants to be sexy, to be able to attract the men, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Who wants a big, fat old broad?
Not you, Jack.
You've got to preach that to the kids. And the men, they want to be strong. They want to be athletes and sexy. Who wants a big, old, fat nothing? You know? You know, you gotta work the right to enjoy living.
Yeah. That's right, and we
you
do.
Girls
you know,
sound wonderful. You know that.
Oh, thank you, Jack.
Are you married or happy?
Can I be both?
Sophie is married, and I'm Melissa. I'm happy.
Oh.
I tell people they gotta think.
Gotta watch it.
Been together 53 years.
Oh my!
You know the secret. She's always right.
There you go. You hear that, honey?
Hey, honey. How long you been doing this again, did you say?
It's just a little while, just since April.
April, huh?
Yeah, and we've
How's the rating?
I don't know. We do have a lot. I mean, you know, I don't pay much attention to that, but we do get a lot of people in town talking about how they listen to our show and really like
it. We'll welcome today.
Yeah,
this is just
everybody will turn it off.
I don't think so.
Can I say something to the audience?
Sure. Absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, remember, the most important thing on this earth is you, the most important person. It's you.
That's right. That's right.
And I tell them, who puts the food in your mouth, right?
Mm-hmm.
Remember, God helps them that help themselves.
Yep.
And I want you to help the most important person on this earth, you. A lot of people say, well, that's being selfish. Self, without you, what good is your country, your mother, your father, your wife, your husband? People don't realize how important you are.
Exactly.
Just think about it.
Yeah.
You know, the influence you have on hundreds and hundreds of people. If you start taking care of yourself, start eating right, and normalize your weight, you're going to influence some of your friends and acquaintances.
Well, that's pretty much what I did, Jack. I was 200 pounds, decided to lose weight.
No kidding.
I lost weight. Now I run a spa in Felton, and I do this show, and I'm trying.
How much have you lost?
I lost 70 pounds.
I tell people, turn around. Oh, I found them.
I found them. Yeah, you don't want to lose it because
no
you tend
good.
To find it again.
I'm no good.
You are.
That's wonderful. Congratulations.
Thank
that
you.
That takes a lot of pride and discipline.
Well, yeah. And
a lot of time.
You,
in her
ladies and
too.
Gentlemen, boys and girls, it's pride and discipline. The pride to be proud in the way you look and the way you do and the things you do and the discipline to do these things.
Right.
It's not an ego thing. Aren't I one of It's a thing to live and to set an example to your friends.
Right, exactly.
Right.
You don't realize the influence you have, like I tell earlier.
Well, it's like one ripple in a pond, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it spreads.
Do your men work out too?
My husband does.
Yes, my boyfriend works out.
Good.
Yeah, we got him started a little while ago, and now he comes in with us. And
Gary is my only male student.
That's my husband.
Hello?
Yeah, you still there?
You know him. Hmm? You know, I hate to work out.
Really?
You do?
I have. You talk to 1,000 athletes. Ask them if they like to train.
That's like asking someone if they like to brush their teeth.
Anything in life is possible. It takes work. It takes effort. It takes energy. Think about it.
Right.
That's
your
right.
sex life. You're going to the bathroom. Whatever you're doing. No, it takes energy.
Yeah.
It takes vitality. So why not go through life feeling well and looking well instead of being fat and out of shape and all trouble with aches and pains? Get rid of those aches and pains. The minute you start eating correctly and you start exercising, you'd be amazed how many aches and pains are going to leave.
Oh, that's true.
And your energy is going to be up. You're going to sleep better.
Yep.
Your elimination is going to be better. Your skin's going to be better. How many of you women want to have better skin?
Everyone.
Everyone does.
Have better hair.
Everyone.
Well, the minute you start eating correctly and your skin's going to look better, what makes your skin? What makes your hair? The food you put in your body, right?
Right, exactly.
Put junk in, you get junk out.
Yep.
Garbage in, garbage
good
out.
Good in, good comes out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I say, work at living. Man alive, you're half dead.
What time do you get up in the morning, Jack? When do you start your day?
Well, for many, many years, I worked out at 4.
Ooh.
Now and that's around 6 now.
Now it's
okay.
6?
Yeah. And we travel, you know, we lecture all over the world.
Right.
But every hotel has a gym now.
Right.
That's true.
So
there
I never
excuse.
Miss a workout.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is no excuse. You know, now with computers, you can bring a DVD. You can do a lot
Absolutely.
Of different things.
You're right.
Yeah. They have exercise shows on cable TV now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's great. There is no excuse.
Which you were the pioneer for that, bringing exercise.
You know, I never think about all that stuff.
You were, though, bringing exercise to television.
I did it out of necessity because there was nothing else around.
Right.
That's right.
See, when I was a sick, weak, miserable kid. By the time age 15, I was a full-blown sugarholic.
Wow.
My whole life was sugar, sugar. I had headaches every day. I was thinking about suicide.
Oh,
tried
dear.
To kill my brother once with a big hatchet.
Oh, my goodness.
Uncontrollable temper. Eating all that junk food, everything, cakes and pies, and you can't believe it. And I attended a health lecture. And that man said, if you obey nature's laws, you can be born again.
There you go.
I wanted to be born again. I wanted to be an athlete. I want the girls to like me. I went home that night, and I made up my mind I was going to start eating better. So I went strict vegetarian for 6 years, joined the Berkeley, California YMCA, started exercising, and the rest is history.
Wow.
If something saved your life, would you be enthusiastic about it?
Yes,
That's
absolutely.
Exactly how I feel. Write this program right today. Maybe there's some man or some woman or boy or girl that's listening that we can change their life.
That's all we hope for.
I'm going to start working out. Yep. I'm going to lose this weight. I'm going to start eating correctly.
Right.
You know, it's the truth.
Yeah.
Like I said, Billy Graham's for the hereafter. I'm for the here now. What do you know the most about?
The here now.
The here
you
now.
You bet your life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like that song, this is the moment I waited for.
We were
everybody,
hoping
you know, everybody gives me these older things. Oh, I remember the good old days.
Well, I heard you had a singing
the
voice.
The good old days are right this second.
All we have is right now.
This moment controls the next moment.
That's
what
right.
What you do this moment controls the next moment. That
exactly.
moment controls your future.
Wow.
Like I said before, you are complete control of your life. Like I said earlier, if anything happens to Jack LaLanne, good or bad, I made it happen.
Hey, Jack, do you think we can get somebody to call in and ask you a question?
I think they're just...
Absolutely.
We'd love to
There's
have anybody
call in. Never a stupid question, only a stupid answer.
So anyone, if you've got questions about exercise, here's the Godfather. Call up.
Yeah, the absolute source.
Better than the Godmother.
The, The phone number is 831-479-1080. Call up and talk to Jack.
Yeah, and
you know, on our website, at jacklalanne.com.
Why don't you spell that?
www.jacklalanne.com.
Okay.
All one word. L-A-L-A-N-N-E.
L-A-capital-L-A-N-N-E. Yeah.
All right.
Lane, like a lane you walk down, but two ends in
it. You know what, Jack? The phone's starting to ring.
It's starting to light up here.
Yeah.
So let's see. We've got.
Can't hog you all to ourselves.
I know. We've got Betty from Salinas. Betty, you're on the phone with Jack.
Hi, Jack.
Betty, do you look good?
Boy. Well, you... Hey,
I can sense it over the phone. What's your question?
Turn that radio off. What's my what?
Question.
What's your question, honey?
Do you have a question for Jack, Betty?
Yeah, well, okay. Yeah, I'd like an exercise routine here.
What do you want?
I'm 80.
Your child.
I walk...
you're 80 years old, right?
I walk a half an hour a day.
What do you do?
That's it. And I garden. I garden.
Oh, that's good. Gardening's good.
What do you do?
I just live. I have a cat.
You work with the weights a little bit?
You know, I have a couple of weights here.
You should use them. Don't let them rust out.
They're rusty. Actually, they're plastic.
You have access to a swimming pool?
Well, in the summer, yes.
Well, swimming is one of the best exercises you can possibly do. Even if you can't swim, there's so many exercises you can do in a pool.
What about
running in place?
Yeah. What about water aerobics?
That's terrific.
If you do it vigorously.
Yeah.
See,
I started doing water aerobics about 70 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, you do.
In fact, I have a record out now on it. Water exercises.
Okay.
It's called Jacqueline Hydronastics.
Wow.
But anyway, that's a terrific exercise.
Yeah.
But weights, you should have weights. You got to overcome resistance. Even the doctors, every doctor, without exception now, they tell you to build muscle, build muscle. How do you build muscle?
Yeah.
You've got to overcome resistance.
So would you start with...
people? You know what they do?
Yeah,
they take them to groups, 15 groups of people all over the world.
Yeah.
And they got them working out, exercising with the weight. And these people, 80, 90 years old, double their strength and double their endurance in 6 to 8 weeks.
Wow.
Well, that's what I need.
This is not Jack LaLanne talking. This is the doctors.
Yeah.
Now, would you start somebody with white, lighter weights and more repetitions?
Start out what you can do comfortably.
Mm-hmm.
Then you start increasing it.
Okay.
Not time-wise, but effort-wise. You know, the amount of resistance you're overcoming.
Okay.
Mine are 2.5 pounds.
640 muscles in your body.
Yeah.
They all need their share of work. And a lot of people, you know, aerobics, you know what aerobics, right?
Yep.
I don't like
it. A lot of people, they stay on that treadmill for an hour and a half.
How many
people are going to keep that up where they work out for an hour and a half just on the treadmill?
Yeah, it gets
boring.
You die.
Boring, yeah.
You know, for cardiovascular, you only need from 12 to 17 minutes.
Really?
Something you do nonstop.
Okay.
It can be walking or running or going up and down stairs or swimming, something 12 to 17 minutes. That's all you need for cardiovascular.
Good.
And the rest of the time should be spent on your problem zone.
That's really good to know, because I always
know.
Thought I had to run for like an hour a day or something, and that's so boring.
Yeah.
You don't do that. The exercise is something you're going to do the rest of your life.
Yep. Exactly.
You know you can do.
Well, that's another thing is people need to start changing their mindset and thinking, I'm going to exercise for the rest of my life, not just for the next month.
Or not just to lose 5 pounds for, you know, someone's wedding.
Right, exactly.
So, Betty, did you get your question answered, dear?
If you're fat.
No, I'm not fat.
If you keep your calories
under
1,500 calories a day, you're going to lose 3 or 4 pounds a week.
Christmas is over. I can probably
do
that.
Look at how fast the last 30 days went by.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Think about it.
Exactly.
If you'd been exercising, I'm looking how much fat you would have lost.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right, Betty. Right. Thank you so much for calling in.
We got another one on the line.
Hey, Happy New Year, Jack.
Happy New Year
to you. And you, cows, too.
Bye.
Give me a big kiss.
I think she did. maybe Joe from Monterey will give you a big kiss. Hey, Joe, are you there?
It's a pleasure to talk with you, Mr. Levine. Watched you when I was a kid.
Get this Mr. Levine out of a jack.
What's
the question?
You mentioned the Bible. You mentioned the Ten Commandments. You mentioned the YMCA. What role has Christianity played in your life?
What's the what?
What role has Christianity and your Christian faith played in your life?
Well, you have to believe there's a, you got to believe there's a supreme being, right?
Right.
So are you spiritual?
You know, I tell people my sex life, my political life, my religious life, behind closed doors. But, you know, it, like I say, you just look at the body. You think man could ever make anything like the human body? Think about it. So there had to be a supreme being. There's something beyond all of this that we know nothing about. You can call it God or other people, whatever you want to call it. But
do you read the Bible every day?
What's that?
Do you read the Bible every day?
No, I didn't say that.
It was just a question.
But I practically preach.
Uh-huh.
How about you? You working out a little bit?
Probably on both. I walk every day. I canvass neighborhoods.
Well, at least three times a week.
Yeah, I think so.
If you do that. You know, a lot of people laugh at it. Boy, life or death. You know, why go through this life feeling tired and sick all the time when you go through being happy and helping people and helping yourself and working, living, man alive, you're half dead, like I said earlier.
I think I put a pedometer on one day. On that day, I walked 7.8 miles.
Yeah.
That's for you.
Meet a lot of people and see a lot of good people and talk with people.
Well, keep it up, Joe.
All right. Thanks, Joe. We've got a lot of callers here.
Thank you for calling.
Joe. All right. The next one is Evelyn from Soledad.
Hello, Ellie. How's Evelyn?
Oh, Jack, it's so wonderful talking to you this last day of the year.
To me, it's wonderful to talk to anybody.
Oh, it's just great.
How you doing?
I'm doing just
great,
Jack.
Where do you live?
I live in Aromas, California.
Where?
Aromas. It's by San Luis. It's in the middle of the center part of Monterey County.
What's the name of the place again?
Aromas.
Oh, yeah.
It's close to Santa Cruz. Listen,
they're lucky to have you.
Thank you, Jack.
You add a lot of class to the place.
Aww.
What's your question?
I have a great question for you. It's a simple one, too. What tips do you have on using the small bounce, bouncer for exercising?
The trampoline? Are you talking about?
Yes, the small trampoline.
Trampoline, it's good. But make sure you have something that protects you in case you miss it. You know, a lot of people get hurt on the little trampoline. They get bouncing around, then they miss and they go up off of the thing. Get one of these trampolines where you're like you're in a cage, so you can't fall.
Mm-hmm. That makes good sense. Idea. Yes, it does. I just have a small one. It's probably about 42 inches in diameter. And I wanted to know what routines or what length of time would be a good basic routine every day.
12 to 17 minutes.
Okay.
If you do it 12 minutes, you're doing real vigorous. If you're not quite that vigorous, then do, 17 minutes.
17, okay.
17 minutes.
Okay, well, thank you, Jack. It's just wonderful hearing your voice.
And when you exercise, breathe deeply.
Yes.
Inhale through your nose.
Uh-huh.
Exhale through your mouth. Remember, the more oxygen you get in your body, the more fat you burn. Oxygen is a fat burner. That's what it's all about.
Right.
So you get yourself breathing and, you're burning fat.
Right.
And when you're exercising, you got to think, what is this doing for me? You got to talk to yourself, and it's helping your energy, your vitality. As I said earlier, you're helping the most important person on this earth, you.
It's a good focus. Thank you.
My voice is a little hoarse today. I've been talking so much. That's a little hoarse.
Yeah. Well, you sound great to us.
You sound like a little mule.
Well, thanks, Evelyn, for calling in. Happy New Year.
Thank you, dear.
Happy New Year to you.
Have a big, big year. working, make this the best year you've ever had in your life, huh?
Oh, that's what we should all do.
That's what we should all do.
You know, and you got to, when you get up in the morning, count your blessings.
Oh, yeah.
You're living in the greatest country in the world, America.
Right.
And all the opportunities we have. And do something again for you.
Right.
And you'll enjoy life, right?
That's right.
Here I'm 93 years old, and man, I've never enjoyed life more. And I'm helping people, which is my whole outlook. Much everything I got in life is helping people.
Right. That's amazing.
And I'm still able to lecture and travel all over the world. So I never think of my age.
Well, you are truly an inspiration to me, because I am.
You
following...
take all your yeah.
I'm following in your
baby.
Footsteps.
Give me perspiration. That's the key.
That's right. We should all, you know, we should look at you as not an anomaly, Jack.
You should be the norm.
Yeah.
You know, I look at myself in the mirror and I want to puke.
Oh.
You know, I was Mr. America and Mr. Universe, and I won all these contests. I have never, ever liked the way I look.
Really?
Never be satisfied.
Yeah.
You got to keep the carrot in front of the horse.
Yeah. That's right, I guess, yeah.
See, the minute you get satisfied, then you start slacking down.
It's true.
Well, Always strive for something more. Try to be better, okay?
Okay, we will. Every single moment.
Work at living.
Yes.
And I like your focus on, while you're doing your workout, do it. Don't read the paper.
Concentrating with you. Forget you. I see a lot of people. I go into a gym and they're reading a book, you know.
That's right. Yeah.
Concentrate on what you're doing.
Exactly.
That's right. It's because they're trying to get like their hour in and they're trying to forget what they're doing. I would much rather work out for 15 minutes and go to the top of my endurance, you know, and just really pay attention to what I'm doing. I feel so much better when I do it that way than when I'm just trying to drag myself through it.
Pardon me for changing the subject.
Go ahead.
But what are you doing tonight? What are you doing New Year's?
I'm actually throwing a party, Jack.
You're going to have fun or behave?
Well, it may depend on what time in the evening it is.
Let your hair down, baby.
That's right.
What are you doing tonight, Jack?
We have a big, big party planned.
Ooh, oh, good. That sounds like fun.
Yeah, we got a lot of our friends are coming from all over, and we're going to have a beautiful, beautiful dinner at this restaurant. When I go to a restaurant, they prepare food for me. I call ahead.
Good.
I tell them I want a Jack LaLanne salad. Got to have canned raw vegetables all chopped up, and I always have 4 egg whites, and I bring my own soup, my own salad dressing.
Uh-huh.
I practice what I preach.
Okay. I'm writing this all down, Jack. Because one of the things that I've been doing, I've completely changed the way I eat in the last 3 or 4 months.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, and I basically upped the vegetables and eliminated the sugar and the flour and the grains. I don't even eat fruit right now for the time being.
Yeah, but you got to have fruit.
Yeah, I will get it back in, but my blood sugar is a little bit iffy,
so
I'm just trying to get things normal.
You know what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, yeah, and I feel great. I
wish I were there to feel you.
Oh. Watch it, my husband's sitting there watching me.
You dirty old man.
Jack,
hey, you're give him some thirsty. Competition.
At least I'm still alive.
Hey, who else is there?
I wish my wife were here to talk to her.
I know. We'd love to talk to her.
We've been together 53 years.
Oh, that's amazing. That's wonderful.
And you have is it your nephew that's kind of doing
what?
Your nephew Chris is doing stuff with you now?
I didn't get what you say.
You have a nephew now that's kind of doing a radio show with you? Is that what's going on?
Oh, yeah. We have a radio show every Sunday for an hour.
Uh-huh.
9 o'clock in the morning, California time.
And how can we hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that on the Internet or is that on?
Yeah, it's on the Internet. You know, one of those things. But people love it.
Is it on JackLaLanne.com?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We put out a little blog. I'll write all this stuff down.
Yeah. We'll send all this
information. You know, life is getting so complex now with all these different things that we have. People don't realize how fortunate we are that all the wonderful improvements we've had to make life easier.
Yeah.
That's why I say you got to exercise. Make it tougher.
That's right.
So you can enjoy the easy.
Yeah.
That's right. And things are going
that
so
makes
fast.
Sense, doesn't it? Okay, got another caller?
No, we don't.
Nope.
Nope.
Should we go don't.
But we'd like to have another caller.
We would.
Hey, callers.
Hey, callers. You got any more questions?
When
we had a
I'm
flurry.
Calling you.
We're getting Jack to sing. He has a great singing voice.
I heard that you had a... Now, didn't you... Who did you record with? Connie Haynes.
Connie Haynes.
Yeah.
She and I did a record together, yeah. She was very famous. Now, poor Connie, she's in a coma.
Oh.
She had a heart attack and...
That's too bad.
And you never know, do you?
No,
you never know. That's why you live each
she
day.
She was a wonderful lady, too.
Yeah.
But anywho, life goes on.
That's right. That's all we can
any other questions?
Go ahead, Melissa.
I just,
this is your chance.
I'm just amazed at the strength that you have.
I use it.
How do you
I'm
prepare?
I'm not as strong as I was when I was 21, but
yeah.
I'm doing pretty good for 93.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you
but
move,
how do you prepare? How do you prepare to do
push-ups and the whole bit?
Yeah, push-ups.
See, one of my goals,
what?
Jack, is to do straight leg push-ups.
Because,
you know, as a woman, I've had 4 children.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I don't have a lot of upper body strength, but I can almost do it. I can get halfway down with my body completely straight.
You got to have goals. You got to get challenges.
Oh, yeah.
That's what makes it interesting. Never be satisfied.
I'm never satisfied.
I'm looking at a picture of you,
Jack. If we get satisfied, we die.
Right now, I'm looking at a picture of you on your website.
That's amazing.
You are doing a plank pose on your fingertips.
Oh, yeah. I've never seen anybody do that.
Okay, you know what?
Really?
We've got more callers, Jack.
Yeah, remember, my arms are straight out in front of me.
They are.
That's amazing.
You know, straight arms, straight legs.
It's amazing.
The strength.
I'm lying down on my stomach. Yes.
That's amazing.
Hey, Jack.
Everybody should check it out.
With one hand.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, Jack, we've got Scott from Scott's Valley on the line. Scott.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies, and thank
Who's
you, Jack.
Scott? Scott what?
Scott O'Brien.
What do you do?
I'm a vendor. I sell flowers, Jack.
Sell flowers?
Yeah. I don't have a boss.
Wonderful.
Nice.
Oh, I love it.
Good
you
for
know,
you.
I watched you, Jack, on television when I was a boy, and
I've
always
got
been an inspiration. I have a question. I'm pretty strong. I work hard. I don't really have an exercise, you know, routine, but you've inspired me. I have some weights. I'm going to start curling because
right on.
Work on my arms, you know.
Good for you.
But the question is, what percentage between curling and stretching do you recommend?
How much what?
You know, like the percentage of curling and stretching my muscles.
You know, if you do an exercise correctly, you don't have to do too much stretching.
Oh?
See, most people do things, they'll just do it halfway. If you're going to curl, just have your arms straight all the way down at the bottom, then touch your shoulder at the top.
Mm-hmm.
See, go all the way. And then you don't need to do all that stretching. But stretching is important. One of the best things I like, I try to get people to get a chinning bar. You know, you get them at the sporting goods store.
Yeah.
And you install it in your bathroom or bedroom or someplace where you have a door, and you put this bar up there. You'll put it up at the top.
Right.
And but be sure you get the type of a chinning bar where you screw it in instead of having the kind that's got a vacuum. Because sometimes the house settles, and that vacuum doesn't work, and you fall, and you can hurt yourself.
Yeah, we used to have a chinning bar.
Screw in. Okay?
Yeah, my wife used it to deliver our second baby.
Yeah.
Before we discovered water births.
Oh, wow.
So, Jack, you're a sexy guy and an inspiration to all of us. And
hey,
I'm
going
to start thinking about what you said about take care of number one.
Good for you.
That's
Think
the one that
it.
Serves everybody else, isn't it?
What good are your kids? What good your wife? If you're all fouled up.
Yep.
That's right.
In order to take care of the rest of the world, you got to take care of yourself first.
When I finish my workout in the morning, you know, for me to work out in the morning, I hate it. I say, Jack,
I can't believe Jack hates to work out.
If I skip it, I would be the only one to know if I skip the workout, right?
Right.
Right.
But it's my conscience.
Yeah.
I can't miss a workout.
Yeah.
And then when I'm through, I look at myself in the mirror, and I say, Jack, you've done it again. You know, what a great achievement.
It is.
So I've got that whole day to do whatever I have to do.
You're a beautiful man, Jack.
Oh, man. Don't look at me.
Thanks for calling in.
You've always been beautiful, and your wife knows it too, don't you?
Like I've told her, I feel like we haven't done anything yet. There's so many people.
We're just getting started.
And fat, and, you know, we've got to get these people going.
Yeah, you got to stick around.
We've got some other callers.
Thank you.
We got to get physical education back in the school.
Oh, that's absolutely imperative.
Now, who's the next caller?
We've got Dan from...
Hey, thanks for calling.
Dan from Scotts Valley.
Who?
Dan.
Hello?
Dan? Yeah.
Yes.
You have a question about sugar and juicing?
Yes, thanks, ladies. Hi, Jack.
Yeah, hi.
Question for you. Juicing. I'm concerned about the sugar in carrots and a lot of the juices, though I can appreciate the value of juices and fiber.
What are you talking about? What juice?
Vegetable juices. You used to have it. Weren't you on a juicing commercial for a while?
Yeah, Jack and the Juicer.
I started juicing when I was 15 years old.
Do you still juice?
I juice at least 4 or 5 times a week.
Wow.
That's the most. What do you mean, sugar?
Well,
vegetables
carrots.
Vegetables are practically zero calories. Don't you understand? You need a certain amount of sugar.
Okay.
But it's got to be the right kind. Sugar has got vitamins and minerals and things in it. And man, with all his way fools around with the food, all those vitamins and minerals are taken out.
Yes, I agree.
But you got to get, like the doctors, they want you to have at least 5 or 6 raw vegetables every day, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
3 or 4 or 5 pieces of fresh fruit every day. Those are a must. Those are low calories. They act as a laxative. They give you, put pep in your step and help your skin and help. It's just incredible. Get more raw food.
Sounds good.
And the best protein known to man, egg whites.
Really?
That is right.
Take a hard-boiled egg, you know, hard-boil. Just throw the yolk away.
Throw the yolk away.
And you just got the whites. It's incredible.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Dan.
All right, ladies.
Bye.
Thanks, Jack.
You know what? So many fat people, they consume as much food between meals as they do at mealtime.
Right.
It's true.
That is true.
We should all sit down and enjoy our meals.
I have 2 meals a day. I eat at 11 o'clock in the morning and 7 o'clock at night.
Huh. Oh, okay.
See, it works for me.
Do you have
some people need 3 or 4 times a day.
Yeah, some people need to eat breakfast. Some people, like my husband, doesn't eat breakfast. He never has, I tend to eat it around 11 myself too.
Okay, we have another caller, you guys.
Oh, we got to get on.
We have Rich. Rich from Salinas. Rich.
Yes. Good afternoon, Jack. I used to work for you guys back in the late 70s.
This is Rich.
Jack Lane Health Spa in Walnut Creek. I was one of the employees there.
Oh, you were?
I had over 100, and I sold them all to Bally.
Pardon?
I sold all my Jack O'Leary health spas to Bally.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, now, I was going to ask you.
Yeah, those were mine.
At the time, you were partners with a gentleman by the name of Irwin Paris. Whatever happened to him?
We were never partners.
Oh, you weren't? Well, he went around saying that.
That's what he says.
Okay. So he's out of the business?
Irwin Paris is Irwin Paris.
Okay.
I don't want to talk about anybody.
Okay, great. Okay. Now, the other thing I wanted to ask you is, at the time, you had a bunch of nutrition products. Do you still have those?
Have what?
The nutrition products, in particular, the liver and yeast tablets. I used to take those all the time.
Oh, yeah, they were great, Norton. I don't have those anymore.
Okay, is there any way to find out where I can get those now, or another company that handles that you recommend?
Go to your health food store.
Okay.
See if they got them there.
Well, the other thing I had is I remember when you did a swim from Alcatraz. I think you were towing something like 7 to 11 boats or something.
I swam from Alcatraz prison to San Francisco handcuffed.
That's the one I witnessed. I was one of the boats watching you.
Then on my 65th birthday, I towed 65 boats in Japan with my feet and hands tied. Then on my 70th birthday, I towed 70 boats with 70 people in the boat.
I know.
My feet
That's
half
amazing.
A mile and a half in Long Beach.
It was amazing watching you go from Alcatraz, towing all that stuff.
You know what I say? Anything in life is possible.
Obviously.
If you make up your mind to do something, But you've got to train. You know, it doesn't happen accidentally.
Right.
But I tell people, you got to have goals in life.
How long did it take you to train to do the 70? The 70
books? I trained at least 5 or 6 months.
Really?
Rigorously.
Wow. Yeah. Every day?
Oh, yeah. 7 days a week.
Wow.
I still work out 7 days a week.
Right.
You don't have to. If you work out 3 or 4 times a week, and even twice a week is plenty for the average person.
Right.
That's good to hear.
And
better to do
something
than nothing.
He's 93.
Right?
93. Well, listen, keep setting the pace. I'm 61. I'm trying to catch you. So if you stop, I'll catch up to you.
Thanks, Rich.
I appreciate all you folks that are calling in. We appreciate it very, very much.
Yeah, absolutely.
Taking time out of your busy schedule of doing nothing to call it.
Yeah, ain't that the truth?
I said before, don't lose your sense of humor. Have fun.
You are a fun guy, Jack.
Yeah, we'd love to be able to call you again. This is too much fun.
You know what I'd like to do? I wish I could take you girls out to dinner tonight and celebrate New Year's.
Oh, boy.
Oh, we'd love it.
We would love that,
I'm going to do it in my mind. It's 12 o'clock. Give me a thought, and I'll give you a thought.
We sure will.
We will, too.
Yes, we sure will, Jack.
Hey, I'm very flattered and honored that you want me on your program.
Oh.
Keep up the good work. If you need us again, give us a call.
Oh, right. We would love to.
Bless you, Jack.
And we love you, and God bless you.
Yeah, we love you. Have a great time tonight.
Yeah,
we'll be thinking of you.
Keep up your workout.
Happy New Year, Jack.
And all you ladies and gentlemen, remember, anything in life is possible. Make it happen.
All right.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Jack.
Here we go.
All right. Okay, we'll talk to you soon then. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
What an amazing guy.
That was amazing.
I'm spritzing.
Woo! Can you believe Jack wants to take us out to dinner?
Oh, you were having a party? See ya. I'm heading south. I think we have Rosemary
would like to say something.
I would like to say something, and I think you're going to be surprised and delighted by this. And I waited until Mr. Lalane was off the air, someone whom I have a great deal of regard for. But when Rick called him, he initially thought that Rick was the host.
Oh, no.
Well, he engaged him very politely and nicely in very upbeat conversation, and he learned his name was Rick, and he said, oh, can I call you? I'll call you Mick, you know, because of the Irish connection and what have you. And he went on to say that he was a Frenchman because of his name, etc. And then Rick said, well, actually, he said, I just want to let you know, he said, I'm not the host that you're going to be talking to. And Jack said, oh, really? He said, who is it? And Rick said, well, actually, he said, it's two ladies. He said, Melissa and Stephanie. And Jack Lalane said, Melissa and Sophie. And Jack Lalane said, are they virgins?
He's
had to share that one with you.
Isn't he?
Thanks, Jack.
Oh,
that's
Jack.
Precious, isn't it?
Well, we're both 42, so you can figure
that
out.
Well, you're not 42. I'm 42 in a couple weeks.
Well, that's true. Well, we're actually 41.
Yeah.
But anyway.
We're still 41. Hang on to every second.
That is so funny. That was great.
That was amazing. That was amazing, and we want to thank all the callers who called in and just took advantage of this wealth of knowledge and inspiration that is Jack Lalane.
And we
want to have him again.
And
love it.
You know, we need to start taking care of ourselves. It's a new year tomorrow. We're at midnight. So let's start thinking about how we can take care of ourselves. We're going to continue this conversation next Monday with another one of my mentors, Joni Greggins.
Yeah.
Another,
be fun.
Another San Francisco-based
That's right. And I really like
guru.
What he said about you got to take care of yourself for you. It's not about really what you look like. It's about realizing that you create your life and that the way you feel tomorrow is largely dependent on your thoughts, which lead to your behaviors this moment.
Exactly.
And how do you want to feel in 20 years?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not selfish because you affect everybody around you.
Right.
You know, and I really like that.
You cannot take care of yourself and your family.
And it's not about fitting into that pair of jeans.
Yeah.
It's about living.
Yeah.
You know, and I also like what his focus on when you're doing your exercise, do it.
Yeah.
Don't try to just forget you're doing it.
Right.
Because that's not the point.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, I really like the whole 12 to 17 minutes because sitting for an hour on the treadmill is so boring.
Well, that usually when we do cardio class, we're only doing 20 minutes of cardio.
But we work it.
We do. We enjoy 20 minutes of vigorous cardio, and then we do stretching and and core.
And I'd rather do what's called interval workouts, where I like will run up a hill and then jog down and just go to the end of what I feel I can do.
Right.
Like really, really push it and really put my all into it. And then I get this burst of endorphins and I feel great.
Yeah.
And I really feel like I'm working it. But if I mean, you can't do that for an hour.
No.
You can do that for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And it's so nice to hear someone like him who, like you said, works out 2 hours a day. So you don't have to do that.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily want to pull 70 barges.
Well, neither do I, but
I want to live well right now.
It's amazing to know that somebody in this world can do it at 70 years old.
It's an absolute inspiration. What I was saying is that it would be a great world if he was not an anomaly.
I know.
If he was, he should be the norm.
He should be the norm.
You know, a mere child.
We should all think that we can do whatever we want. You know what I mean?
And we can.
And we can.
We can.
You just
and
have
we
to build
are
up the
doing
strength.
Whatever we want. That's the thing. It's not that we can do it. We are doing it. No matter what we're doing, you're doing what you want.
Right.
Hello.
Right. So you want to read some of Jack's quotes?
What did he say? Okay.
Jack's got some
find the quotes here for me. Look through your papers. I've got them right
You've
in front
got
of me,
them.
Of course. One of the things he just already said, don't exceed the feed limit. It sounds a lot like when you think about how cattle are fed, fed cranes. It's like, we live a lot like that, you know.
Yeah.
Forcing it down our throats. Human body is meant to take in a certain amount. And, you know, what we see is we tend to eat too little or most people eat too much.
Most people eat too much.
And if we sat down and enjoyed our meals, like, I hate to say it, in other countries, they do enjoy meals, and they're a lot thinner than us.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Says, the food you eat today is walking and talking tomorrow. Absolutely true. And this one, we've all heard, 10 seconds on the lips and a lifetime in the hips.
Yeah, we've heard that one. Yeah.
Better to wear out than rust out.
You know what? I like that. I like that.
People don't die of old age. They die of inactivity.
This is true.
Yeah.
A lot of inactivity going on with our TVs and our, you know,
That's
computers.
Right.
And
I can't die. It would ruin my image. That's
you
a
know
great
what?
One.
That is true.
That's
For him, that is true.
That's wonderful. If man makes it, don't eat it. That is really true.
We should be eating what we grow.
Yeah, we should be. And we should be starting our children off from the womb knowing how valuable they are and how precious their bodies are, and that they're what their bodies want them to take in.
And like Jack said,
around.
When they're five, start teaching them about physical fitness.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And that it's because you got to look a certain way. It's because
you need to be healthy.
You deserve.
You need to be healthy.
That's right.
We need to take care of our vehicle, which is our body.
That's right. Your health account is like your bank account.
I've
heard him say this. The more you put in, the more you can take out.
Yeah, I liked that.
It's not what you do some of the time that counts. Thinking of tonight, going to a party.
I know.
It's what you do all of the time that counts. Okay. And what else does he say?
One more. And then
make haste slowly.
Make haste slowly. That's cute.
That's cute. And well, we are like almost out of time. This is amazing.
Today was fun.
Today was wonderful.
That was great talking to Jack. I'm so stoked.
Yeah. And
next
hopefully we'll get to do it again sometime.
Yeah, we will. We will. So with that, covering yourself in a bubble of white light, letting purple energy come up the midline of the body, and green energy illuminating the heart chakra. We are one as we are held in the divine. Namaste. Happy New Year
Namaste.
To everyone.
Happy New Year. Enjoy the last Monday.
Party responsibly tonight.
Yes, please.
No drinking and driving.
We're all sleeping over Melissa's house. So Nick Belayich is up next. Happy New Year, KSCO. Thank you for this opportunity, and we'll see you in 2008, people.
All right.
Bye-bye.
And Joni Gregan's up next week. Talk to you later. Bye.
Radio. I'm Lisa Brady. A woman who once tried to kill President Ford is set free. California's parole board confirming Sarah Jane Moore was released from prison early today. She was an estimated 40 feet away when she fired a single shot at Ford and missed outside San Francisco's St. Francis Hotel in 1975. Moore was sentenced to life behind bars, but was entitled to release after 30 years, the law says, because she had not committed any infractions or broken any prison rules. All eyes on Iowa. You Decide 2008, the leadoff caucuses looming Thursday. Republican Mitt Romney in a tight race with Mike Huckabee for the top spot.
It's getting real close. You're about to say what your voice would tell you about where we should go as a nation, who our nominee should be. The whole nation is watching.
After accusing Romney of negative campaigning, Mike Huckabee is pulling one of his own ads off the air.
And we are now committed, from now through the rest of the caucuses, that we will run only the ads that talk about why I should be president and not why Mitt Romney should not.
Among Democrats, the race is a three-way dead heat in recent polls between Clinton, Obama, and Edwards. Police say his blood alcohol level was three times the legal limit. The driver of a pickup truck blamed for five deaths in Ohio, now charged with aggravated vehicular homicide. Investigators say he was going in the wrong direction on a highway when he collided with a minivan, a six-month-old baby among the dead. Time's up in North Korea, where it's already 2008 and a nuclear deadline has passed.
According to a spokesman for the State Department, who's saying the North has missed a year-end deadline to provide a full accounting of its nuclear weapons program. The accounting was part of a disarmament for aid deal, which could now be in jeopardy.
Fox's Shannon Bream. North Korea had pledged to the U.S. and other countries it would also disable three nuclear facilities by the end of 2007. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
After a catastrophe like Hurricane Katrina or some other natural disaster, would you be prepared to rebuild your life? Operation Hope, a financial literacy and empowerment nonprofit, is providing free emergency financial first aid kits, EFACs, to help Americans prepare for the financial challenges they might face after a disaster or personal emergency. This easy-to-use kit ensures that you have available all the general and financial information you'll need to start the recovery process, like insurance policies, important account numbers, copies of personal ID, prescriptions, birth certificates, and more. To request an EFAC or to attend one of the preparation and recovery seminars being held around the country, go to OperationHope.org or call toll-free 1-800-480-2520. Some things you can't control, but when disaster strikes, you can help your family's recovery and future by being prepared. Go to OperationHope.org or call 1-800-480-2520.
Tight security in every time zone as the world welcomes a new year. Bomb blasts in Thailand wounding more than two dozen people. About a million revelers expected in New York.
Happy New Year, New York!
The party's already started in Times Square, but thousands from everywhere are saying goodbye to 2007.
Happy New Year! Happy New Year from Birchland, Michigan.
From Jackson, Mississippi.
The New Year's Eve ball is celebrating 100 years by going green. 9,500 energy-efficient light bulbs will shine. The ball, made up of over 600 Waterford Crystal triangles.
It's 6 feet in diameter. It weighs 1,400 pounds.
Waterford Crystal's Jim O'Leary. The ball will begin its descent, signaling the countdown to 2008 at 11:59 p.m. Eastern. In New York, Lisa Carton, Fox News Radio.
In upstate New York, more than a foot of snow could be on the ground by tomorrow. Forecasters say up to 9 inches more are possible. Some areas already hit with up to 11 inches. The California girl who became sole survivor of a plane crash in Panama, now out of the hospital, planning to head home in a few days.
12-year-old Francesca Lewis will remain in Panama with her parents for now. Her father says she has a lot of aches and pains and is still trying to come to grips with the tragedy. The plane crashed last week west of Panama City. Her friend and her friend's father, a prominent tech businessman from Santa Barbara, California, were killed along with the pilot. A rescue crew found Lewis, and her dad says she'd like to meet them. Two brothers involved in the rescue have apparently asked for U.S. work visas over the cash reward. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News Radio.
Wall Street just before the close, the Dow down more than 100 points. With a guest like Robin Williams, who needs a script? But David Letterman will have Williams as his first guest and writers for his first new show of the new year Wednesday. His production company working on an independent deal with striking writers Leno and Conan, still coming back without writers. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
Your KSCO Central Coast weather, sunny skies with highs today in the mid-50s to lower 60s. Northeast winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, clear. Lows in the mid-30s to lower 40s. East winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. New Year's Day, sunny. Highs again in the upper 50s to mid-60s. Easterly winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Boaters forecast for Monterey Bay. Northeast winds 5 to 10 knots today and tonight. Wind waves less than 2 feet today and tonight. Northwest swells 4 to 10 feet at 14 seconds, becoming 4 to 8 feet at 14 seconds tonight. 61 degrees the temperature at KSCO. At 6 minutes past 1 o'clock this Monday afternoon, the 31st of December. Stay tuned for the Noon Balloon with Dick Belyich. Have one with Dick. Here on AM 1080, KSCO, Santa Cruz. Would you like to?